Class 4, Subject English Language, Topic Simple Present Tense. Children, today we will start with simple present tense. For this, you may refer to page number 62. Now, what is simple present tense? The simple present tense tells us about actions that are done regularly or as a matter of habit. Now children, we will learn about the structure of simple present tense. First is declarative sentence. In a declarative sentence, first comes the subject, then the verb, and then rest of the sentence. If the subject is I or we or you or they, then the verb here is sing and the rest of the sentence is well. But if the subject is he or she or it, then the verb here becomes sings and the rest of the sentence remain as it is, which is well. Next is negative sentence. In a negative sentence, first comes the subject, then the verb, and then rest of the sentence. If the subject is I or we or you or they, then the verb here is do not sing and the rest of the sentence is well. But if the subject is he or she or it, then the verb here is does not sing and the rest of the sentence remain as it is, which is well. Next is interrogative sentence. In an interrogative sentence, first comes the verb, then the subject, then again the verb, and then rest of the sentence. If the subject is I or we or you or they, then the verb which comes before the subject is do. But if the subject is he or she or it, then the verb which comes before the subject is does. And the rest of the verb and rest of the sentence after the subject remain as it is, which is sing and well. And we end with a question mark, that is, we put question mark after well. Children, as you have noticed here, in interrogative sentence, first comes the verb, then the subject, and again the verb and rest of the sentence. But in declarative sentence and negative sentence, first comes the subject, then the verb, and then rest of the sentence. Children, now we will learn about uses of simple present tense. We use simple present tense to, number one, state a fact. For example, it is hot in summer. So in this simple present tense, is the verb. The earth travels around the sun. So in this simple present tense, travels is the verb. Next is number two. Express that an action is repeated or regular in the present. For example, I take the school bus every day. So children, in this simple present tense, take is the verb. Himani travels to her workplace in a train. So in this simple present tense, travels is the verb. Next is number three, which speak about habits. For example, she brushes her teeth twice every day. So in this simple present tense, brushes is the verb. I do yoga thrice a week. So in this simple present tense, do is the verb. And the last one, which is number four, state something that is true in the present. For example, I am 10 years old. So in this simple present tense, am is the verb. Siddharth lives in London. So in this simple present tense, lives is the verb. So with this, we come to the end of the explanation. Thank you.